Backcountry Jamboree, yes, the series, your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Whitlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
What's going on? Just a walk back on. Tanya Dunga Skigon, then on Zewa Tahusa Dache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And you are tuned to CFRC, and we broadcast from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Ich Kwink, Dukvarquar Jishnikas, Minwa Sean Story, as Na Minwa, and Ishnabi, the Waywin. Here we go. On this weather day, it's hot. It's been sunny all day. Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean on this weather day?
It's a hot weather day.
Oh, my gosh. It's hot. It's hot in here.
Yeah. Well, we got the cold vents open. So.
We're broadcasting from what I can only assume is an oven.
Well, yeah, it's not the shade of a tree, an old oak tree. We could play that song if you wanted. Anyway.
We could fry an egg on that, the floor in here.
We're going to test that. No?
It's so hot, I don't understand.
It's so hot.
It's what's going on in here? Shouldn't we be calling the...
We got the windows and the doors open, ready to go. And
we should be calling the... people that do that sort of
some
thing.
Some interesting facts came
maintenance.
Up.
Maintenance. Wouldn't that be maintenance?
Yeah, but we'll be finished our program. Then we'd have to stay. You want to stay longer?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Hey,
this is unbelievably hot in here.
Here's something for you. News from across the province. You ready?
Yeah.
Some of the provincial parks are using indigenous languages.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that other thing.
No, not that other thing. But they are using indigenous languages so that people can learn a few languages and what they mean and that in different places like Ojibwe and at Algonquin Park. And there's some Cree in northwestern Ontario at some of the provincial parks. I think Algonquin language is being used.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just towards the Ottawa River. I'm not quite sure. I didn't get word back, but someone said, the other side of Golden Lake, that there were some people said they thought they had been using Ojibwe or Algonquin terms for campsites.
Oh, yeah?
And so, but I just...
Oh, you could use whatever name you want, really.
Yeah, well, that's
true. As long as more than one person knows what you're talking about.
That's right. Well, they've got signs up all over those campsite areas, and so it tells you the meaning and in both French and English, and that indigenous language.
In French and English, but...
And the indigenous language
okay.
Yeah, for that area. So they're not using Mohawk in the Saugeen region.
No.
But,
of course not.
But I wondered if are they doing using Mohawk down in the...
They apparently don't want to be cool. Like in here, it's not cool.
They want to be cool, but not that kind of cool. And so anyway, I thought that's fascinating. So next week, we're going to have a feature on that. And you and I can talk about it later.
It says over there that it's like 35 in here.
Okay. What's the temperature outside? When I left my driveway today, it was 34 degrees. And that didn't count the humidity.
Oh, gosh, it's hot in here.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know what you need? A watermelon salad.
Watermelon salad? Yeah. Is that what I need?
Watermelon, strawberries.
I thought maybe it was air conditioning.
No, watermelon salad would help. Watermelon, strawberries, cucumber, and we mixed up a little bit of
cucumber.
Yep, olive oil with balsamic vinegar.
Until you said cucumber,
and just a sprinkle of sugar in with it, and to make it taste really good, I threw in some lime.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. Good. I like that.
I guess. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Definitely good. It's something we can try. Hey, we already did our summer cooking here on Aboriginal Voices.
Too late. Going to have to do it tomorrow, next year.
Okay. Oh, no. We can do it for hot weather cooking when you don't cook.
No. It's called going to a restaurant with air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness. You're really pushing that one.
Yeah.
You want to go camping in this weather?
No. Oh. No, I don't. None of it's going to be like this.
They got great campsites now in the woods.
You can't do anything in them.
No, you can't even do a bonfire anymore.
You can't do that.
If you want to get the heat, you just stand outside and put your hands out.
Yeah, just put your hands out. Yeah.
Anyway.
Flash some light.
It's interesting because we're having some fun with getting things ready tonight. And I wanted to mention to people that we're going to start a new project after 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh?
Yeah. And Kristen is going to be the host of that segment. And, so we've already got two ready to go. So the whole month of August is going to be... Kristen's been on our show a number of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. And so she's volunteered to do this project about artists and their heroes. So,
okay.
Yeah. So she's...
I get where you're going with this, Doug.
But we're going to start that after that segment after 7 o'clock tonight. But as I'll give you a chance to talk here while I get Twin Flames ready.
Okay, go ahead. Get Twin Flames.
Did
I mention it's warm in here?
Yes, but you wanted sort of to talk about... what we're going to start afterwards, after we have Twin Flames song about our Robbie Robertson.
Oh, yeah, there's a Robbie Robertson thing coming up. Like last week, only it's going to be this week.
Every week in August.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes.
Every week?
Every week.
Can I tease the songs here?
No.
Why?
I'm taking them back. No.
Why? Because people are going to come up with their own little script at home?
Maybe. Wouldn't that be something?
I doubt it. Not that they could.
No, I think that the way you did it last week was excellent. And it was a role model for me to use.
Okay, good. I'm glad because it's
your turn. I'd like to keep it like that for the rest of the month, and then you can change it after. How's that?
Oh.
Oh, what?
Nothing. Just... Oh.
All right. So we were all set.
Okay.
I got Twin Flames.
All right.
They're going to introduce the song. And
they introduce their own song?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So we don't say that.
We're going to say that this is Twin Flames.
Hi, this is Chelsea.
And this is Yayi. And we are Twin Flames.
You're listening to our new single, Just Like a Ghost.
Me bleed, jump through a photograph, make believe. You said I'm sorry when I needed it most. Show up in my dreams just like a ghost. Turn vivid new nightmares. Oh, your poison. poison running through my veins. Love is blind and love is pain.
CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Well, welcome back to Aboriginal Voices segment here called Historical Trails. Do you like that?
I thought it was tracks.
Oh, okay. It could be tracks. Historical tracks. Is that what you want? I'll change it.
We'll change it right now.
Yep. Change.
Historical tracks.
Yeah, this is our segment on historical tracks, and it's a series that we're going to use to explore the connection between Indigenous artistry and the landscape of North American history.
Okay.
Yeah. Today, we're diving into the remarkable songwriting career of the late great Robbie Robertson.
Sounds.
He worked first with the band, and then as a solo artist, weaving together the threads of Americana, rock and roll, how's that, and his own rich Indigenous heritage. And we'll be looking at three songs today that showcase the evolution of his writing style between 1965, we're going back that far, and his passing in 2023. Each lyrical snapshot that we do of a specific moment in time. So you picked five songs last week.
I did.
And I've got three for you for
today. But it says here, and I'm just going to throw this out there, I thought that Robbie Robertson got his start with Ronnie Hawkins.
Well, he did.
Well, he didn't.
Ronnie Hawkins was, he was with them when they started the group called The Band. And then they moved south. They were in Toronto. Do you remember that?
Okay.
Do you remember being in Toronto?
I Okay.
It's the hawk nest.
All right.
You don't remember that?
No, I wasn't there. I had better things to do.
I hate to tell you, down the street was Neil Young.
Probably.
Oh, he was.
He's down the road now.
Anyway. All right. So our first song that we have.
Okay.
Maybe. And I'll give you a teaser. This is what you wanted, right? So our journey is going to begin in 1970. Okay, with a track that some people will recognize right off the bat. Sean, you remember that song?
Yeah.
The Shape I'm In. And at first, when I first heard it.
1970?
That's when he wrote it and published it, 1970.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. The Shape I'm In is a track that, it shows how weary and world-worn troubadour character of Robbie Robertson.
Yeah.
Over time.
I would say yes.
And I thought, not so much worn out. I think he's just developed. Anyway, this was at a point in his career that he was a master of what he could call historical fiction songwriting.
Oh.
It's going to be interesting to see what people think about this because he was a musical novelist. And he crafted tales of drifters, outlaws, working class people. The language is, I found this from somebody else who said, the language is simple and direct.
Simple and direct.
That's the way I liked it.
Okay.
Back in the 1970s, you know, you have to listen to everything? No. But that's what he was doing, and he filled in sort of a poetic resignation in his singing.
Yeah, I would say that too. Yeah, cool.
So I was looking at this and thinking, you know, we've got that album here called The Band Anthology, and it was actually the anthology was put together and published in 1972.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. So they published all the songs between 1969 and 1972, but they gathered all of them and put the ones they liked the best onto this. So from the liner notes I've got for you.
Oh, yeah? You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
All right. Anyways, this is from that anthology record. The Shape I'm In, this is a bit of a story about the song. Robbie warns that this one shouldn't be taken too seriously or too literally. It's about various things that come back to the same stem. You know, it talks about the politics, violence, lost love, suicide, and it all comes back to the same refrain. The contemporary down mood of the song was reflected in the wraparound picture on Stage Fright. Stage Fright's cover. That's the album that it came off of?
Yes.
So this anthology is like the greatest hits.
That's right. That's for them
in that short period of time because they were a very popular band. Everybody but Rick had grown a beard by this time, and they looked like they were hiding in some dark cabin from all the negative forces.
Uh-huh.
The Shape I'm In talks about Richard, who is strained but eloquent, singing has always seemed to reflect the life lived on the edge of some abyss. Was the perfect vocalist. He also provided an ominous rhythm line on electric piano. Playing through the wah-wah, or some sort of homemade tonal modifier, while Garth sails above it all on an organ. This is particularly good example of the band's stunning unified instrumental interplay.
Okay, and just before I play, just want to let
you know. Are we going to play it?
Yep, in a second. Because, you know, in the 1970s, it was pretty turbulent time in North America.
Well, yeah.
Mostly in the United States because of the Vietnam War raging over in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos. And the counterculture movement started, was just about at its peak then.
Yeah.
So there was a sense of societal unrest. We're sort of seeing that resurgence.
There is
that. That's why this song probably is the one for tonight. Anyway, Robertson's style here is rooted in storytelling, and he uses sort of a compact narrative to evoke the feeling of a small feeling in each person rather than to recount a specific event.
Nice.
So you all set?
Mm-hmm.
The shape I'm in.
We started with a guy you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's right off the album. And the anthology that for the band. And now let's fast forward 5 years. So now we're going to move up to 1975, and there's a complete different lyrical landscape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I was wondering about this. But so from the band's album, Northern Lights and Southern Cross. Well, that's Acadian Driftwood. That's sort of a teaser. That's what you taught me last week.
What's that?
That use that sort of lead in with a little bit of the song you get going. People might remember it, but
didn't work out well.
Anyway, it was a testament to Robertson's evolving historical consciousness.
Oh.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, think about it.
A little buff there, was he?
Acadian Driftwood.
Acadians.
Yeah, Driftwood to you is what? Yeah. Just
down
something's been left
down
behind,
the river.
Right? Maybe. Weathered.
Drifting wood.
Forgotten.
Yeah, forgotten. Yeah.
But Acadian, the folks.
What is it? Lacks usefulness.
No.
What?
It's driftwood is great. You can do artwork with it, you can burn it, you can make paper out of it. There's still some use in it. Anyway, this song is beautiful and haunting ballad.
I meant the Acadian part.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, I'm teasing.
Yeah. And it's going to recount the tragic expulsion of Acadians from their homeland in what is now Nova Scotia by the British in the 18th century.
In Nova Scotia?
Yep, out of Nova Scotia, they were sent away either back to France or to what is New Orleans today.
New Orleans.
Yeah, because that was part French territory called Louisiana.
Yeah.
So
they're still there.
Some.
Yeah, and they got...
some ancestors are still
there. They got, like, incredible blues music down there.
Well, the Cajun...
What? They don't?
Oh, yes, they do. And the Cajun music...
Yeah, when they went down there, they changed their name. So nobody would know where they
are. All right.
Those British, they'll find us. We'll change our name. They won't know.
Well, Robbie Robertson, in this song in 1975 when they published it, he takes on the perspective of the displaced people, created a sense of loss and longing that transcends time. The loss of the land, the loss of their friends.
Where was it? Wasn't it? I said New Brunswick in between.
Yes.
Well, that's where we ran into Acadians.
Well, yes, that's where they were.
No, you said Nova Scotia.
Well, the bulk of the people that were sent out were from Annapolis Royal area, which is on the Bay of Fundy, all the way up to the neck of where Nova Scotia meets New Brunswick, just before you go to PEI, across the water. But that's the area. And then Acadians were also north because they were involved in the fisheries out of the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Miramichi, that area. All Mi'kmaq territory.
Mi'kmaq, yeah.
Campbellford, yeah. All the wrong names. Anyway, but I thought, okay, this is from the mid-1970s. And there was a growing awareness, but also a reexamination of American and Canadian history by the general folk. And so what Robbie Robertson has done is he's kind of taken the injustices and the traumas that shaped the continent. And then I got thinking about that. Compare that to the First Nations folk who were, well, they weren't able to just take off and go to Louisiana. But anyway, what do you have for Acadian Driftwood?
Well, it says here on that anthology thing, and the anthology is set up to look similar to a newspaper.
Oh.
I would say, or a magazine article. Mm-hmm. And that's off of, now anthology, that's a two,
Two records. Yeah, okay. They're vinyl records.
Two vinyl records.
12-inch records.
Wax.
No,
as they say.
Not wax.
Katie and Driftwood, it wasn't until Robbie moved to California where all the band but Levon now live.
Mm-hmm.
That he began to write about Canada with the same passion and attention to detail he lavished in the South.
He wrote a song about like Ophelia and and also Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But of course, Acadian Driftwood isn't just about Canada. It's about the Acadian migration down to Louisiana. And Robbie was familiar with both ends of the journey, as well as with most of the stages in between. So after the battle between Montcalm. Wolf, in 1759, he explains, after Britain won, it was put to the people living there that they had to swear allegiance or give up their land. Of some of them went to the old country, and others went to the French islands, the Caribbean, and some across the border down to Mississippi and Louisiana. You want to hear more?
No, that's good, because...
Because they turned into Cajuns.
Oh, okay.
It seems to work.
But the whole lyrical style that Robbie has is sort of expansive in a way compared to the first songs he did earlier. And what he's done is been painting a vivid picture of the people who've been torn away from their homes and they were, quote, set adrift. And he's not just telling a story. He's bearing witness.
Hmm.
Acadian Driftwood.
Land each repetition make a man want to leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, oh, what hurt the most? When the people there said, you better keep moving on. Acadian driftwood.
That was making it. No, that was Kitty and Driftwood by the band. Hey, yeah, I know, Sean. See, you got me all looking forward to what's next and that next thing.
Like, hopefully, it'll be a surprise for a little while.
Well, we're actually going to leap into 1998.
Yeah, so we jumped
from 1970s to 1998. Yeah, and we're not even catching up to what Aboriginal Voices team has been doing over the years.
Gosh, has it been that long ago?
You and I started 1994.
Oh, my gosh.
1993, we started with Little Red Radio right here at St.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah.
Controversy.
Next one. The significant turning point of Robertson's solo career was in 1998. And he had an album called Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy. And this is a new direction for him and his music. So, you know, we're giving everybody a chance to learn a little bit about it. But he's embracing his Mohawk and Cayuga heritage. Which kind of directs him a little bit and called Making a Noise.
Let's get up in. making a noise in this world. Making a noise in this world.
Well, that's what he's done. You can see the difference between Acadian Driftwood that we had earlier and when we started with The Shape I'm In. You know, he's come up with a sort of a deep voice in all of this. But anyway, this is also a shift in his lyrical approach, but it's the historical fiction and storytelling of the band era. It has given him a way to move sort of directly into politically charged and deeply personal expression of his identity. Music itself, sort of a blend of indigenous drumming, spoken word, modern rock, and a sonic declaration of intent.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to listen to this song afterwards.
A sonic intention. What is it, sonic?
A sonic declaration of intent.
Sonic declaration. Yeah.
The lyrics are no longer about characters from the past. They are about the present and the future.
Yeah, so, I would say.
Do you remember doing this song before?
What do you mean?
Like listening to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's mostly you listen to it because it's got a good beat, a rhythm.
Make you want to get up and dance.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh.
But you do like listening to it.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I do. And it was just... futuristic, I guess.
Mm.
It was futuristic. It was, you figure this guy is somewhat in the twilight of his existence, and yet he comes up with this music that is surpassing his existence.
It's like we said earlier, it's about... you know, it's not about the past, it's about the present and then leading into the future. But the 1990s, though, do you remember those that we started
I
here?
I do. It was a kinder, gentler time.
Oh, yeah, okay. we'll talk about that later. But there was a rise in indigenous activism.
There was.
Greater focus on self-determination and cultural revitalization.
Like maybe people won't think of it as being this, but in 1989, 1990, mm-hmm. There was a movie mm-hmm. with the Kevin Costner.
Oh yeah, Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, and then there was this sort of this resurgence, I guess, mm-hmm. of indigenous and people being indigenous, wanting to be indigenous, and proclaiming proudly that they're indigenous. And then we have, 92-ish? 91-ish? 92-ish? The crisis, the Oka crisis.
Oh, Oka was 1990?
Yeah, so then it was around about all the same time.
1995 was Hipperwash.
Yeah.
And there were other events that had, a burnt church.
Yeah, it all Nova sort Scotia, of happened.
Or no, New Brunswick.
1990, Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
Now, some would say that no, that isn't what started the whole thing, that it's been ongoing since, 1492.
Yeah.
but this is how I seen it at the time. And there may have been things happened before that, but my understanding, I guess.
Okay. You ready for this song? Because we're going to, he's got a very directly addressing historical injustices and celebrating the resilience and power of indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
And the sound is... really of an artist coming home, not to a place, but to a part of himself that is always there and sharing that with the world. ¶¶
have come.
Disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag Accessible Radio.
Thank you.
This is your Indie Wake Up Call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip hop, folk, punk, and electro pop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
People think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people too. So it's either give now or die later.
Time for you to lock in. Freedom's why we rockin'. Walking and we blockin'. Enough with all the talking. Time for you to hop in. Got the people watching. Stopping and we stomping with knowledge that we dropping. Dismantle institutions. Mishandle distribution. Systemic contributions to those in prosecutions. Media illusions. Weakening solutions. They carry racial bias just like the Constitution. This evil ain't a friend of me. I'll break who you send to me. Working with the government. You're working with the enemy. The gives me energy to wait for my integrity. Abolish any governance for breaking their supremacy. Forget about the laws when you're standing for the cause. We're fighting for our lives and the ones that we have lost. This is for my chalk, written on sidewalks. Listen to my talk, this is for my part.
We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in.
Make them tremble. Why they keep on staring? Don't care about discomfort. The Kens and the Karens. Think of where they settled. Think about the parents. Complicit in behaviors with the privilege they inherit. Need to break the cycle. Need to take a stand. Need to check your friends. Start to look within. Need to be the idol. Be the helping hand. Need you to defend the people being hit. Walking down the city blocks, assaulted by the city cops. See them acting gritty. Watch. Never trust the city's ops. Plenty time to rethink. Defund the precinct. Every time that we blink. To be break the empty apologies, lack of restitution. Listen to our prophecies, it's our resolution. Forget the petty policies, break the persecution. Positioning our sovereignty, time for revolution.
We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution.
Revolution, all right.
what's going to work out with the work bag. Tanya Dungas Gigon, then on the what I'm Sadache, Unguahuan, and Hadi Wanodos, and the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewanyawa Oska, Ne Joto FM, CFRC.
And it's almost 7 o'clock.